Hey, 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 and welcome back to the podcast. Today is a special episode. If you're listening to this, if it's still up, that means we are still in the middle of our New Year's sale. And this is not a sale we've ever run before. I've literally never put my course on sale at this time of year before. And the reason why we decided to do it was because after the holidays kind of came and went, I was sharing on my stories and within our community about how it's really hard sometimes to get our kids eating back on track after the holidays. And I just got so many DMs and resonated with so many people thinking about kids who are surviving off of Christmas cookies, crackers, or bread rolls. Like that's all it feels like they were eating from basically Halloween until through New Year's. And so many people were saying, man, I thought that this would kind of end. It's been like a month. I thought they would get back on track, start eating vegetables again, stop asking for snacks so frequently. And we just have had such a hard time resetting our kids eating. And this is about the time that I was also getting DMs asking when our next sale was. And typically, if you've been around for a while, we do a Black Friday sale, and it's usually a little early. It's on the earlier side. And then we don't have another sale planned until Mother's Day was typically the plan. And the reason why I decided to make an exception this year is simply from hearing from all of you and recognizing that a new year is actually the perfect time to reverse picky eating. Because as you may well know, reversing picky eating means changing your boundaries, changing your habits, having hard conversations with your spouse, with your partner, with your kids, making new plans around what types of foods that you're eating. Maybe you have personal resolutions around your health or how much you want to cook at home, what types of foods you want to be cooking and eating. And that becomes a heck of a lot harder if you have a picky eater constantly wanting snacks, constantly wanting goldfish crackers and chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. And so I completely understand and recognize that actually January is the perfect time to reverse picky eating. And that was actually more instilled in me and my thought process when this woman reached out to me, Millie, who had told me this story of going to her pediatrician's office. So I'm just going to back up and let you know that Millie is a mom of, well, a previously very picky daughter, and she was really struggling, and she bought my course back in January. Now, full price, my course is $397, okay? So that is full price. People pay that all the time for the course. It is a very valuable course, and I know that when you need it, you need it. But I also like putting it on sale regularly enough for the people who want or need the half-off discount. That is why we do this. And so Millie purchased the course back in early January, and she reached out to let me know that she had this experience with her pediatrician that's unfortunately not all too uncommon in the parenting world. And I know because I have been there myself. I have three kids. I've had a lot of hard conversations with a pediatrician whom I actually love. But at the same time, Millie had this experience, and I wonder if you've had this experience too. She went into the pediatrician's office kind of complaining, saying, man, my daughter has just stopped eating. Like she's just being really picky. She is not eating anymore. And the pediatrician kind of glanced at her daughter and glanced at the growth chart and shrugged and kind of said one of those things that always makes me lose my mind, you know, just wait it out. It's just a phase. This is really normal. Now remember, just because something is normal does not mean it's common. And I truly believe that if we stopped saying picky eating was normal, it would no longer be normal. Yes, it is super, super common, but it doesn't mean that it is part of your kid's normal experience. Anyways, I digress. This pediatrician basically shrugged Millie off. Now Millie, just like many of us, trust our pediatrician and go, okay, well, I guess I'll just wait. And she waited and she waited and she waited. And I am sure that Millie felt the same feeling that you and I likely feel when our kids don't eat, that little pit in their stomach, right? That little pit in your stomach wondering, man, should I push? Should I pull? Should I try to get her to eat more? Should I let it go? Should I just wait it out? Should I do something? We all likely know how important nutrition is, especially in these first few years of development. And so it's this struggle every single time, not to mention, if you're anything like me, having a little bit of frustration, a little bit of even rage at the fact that I have decided what's for dinner, bought the ingredients, cooked the meal, put it in front of you, sat down to eat with you, and then watched you just ignore it. That can be so frustrating as a parent with limited mental load space, limited time, limited energy, and honestly, limited money. So I have a little bit of anger. I know a lot of parents also have a lot of worry about this nutrition issue, making sure that they're getting enough so that they can grow, develop, and thrive. And on top of all that, no one wants to get up and make a second meal just so they eat. So she was very frustrated and decided she was done waiting. She didn't want to sit around and sit on her hands and just hope that something would change. She took a chance on my course and she reached out and said, "This course has changed our world." Our pediatrician ignored the fact that my daughter had stopped eating. She said she did this course and within 1 week, I can't imagine how long she had been waiting after she didn't say the time frame. She said within 1 week, her daughter was eating more. And within 1 month, she was eating heaps, the word heaps of food, like someone turned on a switch for her. It has been amazing to watch her trying all kinds of things. And now we have a relaxed food culture in my house, no more stress, and my daughter has gone back to normal weight gain. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. This is what I'm talking about. Parents who have been brushed off by pediatricians, have been fooled by their friends or their parents or, you know, online creators, whoever it might be, telling them that picky eating is normal. It's just a phase. Wait it out. And meanwhile, some parents are waiting not just weeks, but months, and sometimes not even months, but years go by with a picky eater, all the while the kid not getting the nutrition that they need. And nutrition, listen, as a dietitian, you know I care about nutrition, but nutrition is literally the backbone of everything we do. So if you're struggling with things that don't even seem nutrition related with your toddler or young child, it can be dramatically changed by their nutrition. Things like getting sick frequently, things like having wild tantrums, not being able to calm meltdowns, having huge mood swings, not sleeping really well, not being able to learn to their fullest extent. All of these things are actually signs and symptoms that their nutrition isn't quite right. So if we can optimize their nutrition by getting them to eat the foods that we know that they need and not just surviving off of things like Christmas cookies and Halloween candy, then we can actually watch our children thrive quickly. I mean, Millie saw results in 1 week. I would say the average time that we see that table talkers or course graduates see is about 2 weeks. Of course, there's a spectrum of time. We saw one mom who it took 24 hours and her daughter was eating everything on her plate. That's Megan's story. We've also heard plenty of stories where it takes, you know, a few months to get that ball rolling. And then all of a sudden their kid is eating more and more than they ever had before. But the same thing is true for every parent. Time is moving anyway. So while everyone tells you to just wait it out, it's just a phase, it'll go away on its own, what if instead of waiting it out, you made a move? You made something happen, because here's the truth of the matter is you, as your child's parent, are perfectly positioned to help them eat new foods and reverse picky eating for good. You are perfectly positioned to do that. Can we control everything? No, absolutely not. Our kids are individuals and capable of making their own decisions, and that is certainly something they're exercising, especially in toddlerhood. And the truth of the matter is, you are expertly positioned to help your child, and I want to help you do that. Now listen, I need you to understand that Millie and her story is not unique. Maybe you've had this experience with your pediatrician, or maybe not. Maybe if you're anything like me, you heard "wait it out, it's normal, it's just a phase, it'll pass on its own" from everyone around you. But the truth of the matter is, Millie didn't listen to that. She chose a different route because she wanted a different outcome. She's not special. She is, of course. Everyone is special. But at the end of the day, her story isn't special. She just used a method that works. This is the exact same method that over 10,000 people have used, all my students, to reverse picky eating in their children. Parents who maybe feel dismissed by their pediatrician, parents who felt worried, annoyed like me, or even just defeated. Parents who feel like they're in despair, like nothing's actually working. What's the point anyways? Parents who are in the road, basically fork in the road, deciding, do I throw in the towel and just assume that this will take as long as it will take? There's nothing I can do. Or do I arm myself with the knowledge, the methods, and the strategies that actually work? Because here's the fact of the matter is, a lot of parents believe that picky eating is just this thing, this problem that a lot of toddlers and young kids deal with. And that's not actually the case. In fact, picky eating is not the problem. It's the symptom, the behavior of rejecting foods, having strong emotions, having strong texture preferences, complaining about what's for dinner. All of those behaviors are symptoms of something deeper going on inside. And I'll let you in on a little secret. There are 10 root causes that I've identified for picky eaters. 10. And most kids have between 2 or 3 primary root causes for picky eating behavior. Very rarely do we see all 10. Very rarely, we also only see one. But the truth of the matter is, once you figure out what the root cause is for your child's behavior, It is literally like fixing a leaky pipe that just keeps pouring water all over your floor. This is a very timely thing because we've had a leaky pipe. But the fact of the matter is, you can spend all day, all your energy, all your extra mental load, all your frustrations will come out at just continuing to mop up the puddle over and over and over again, or you can use the energy you have to fix the pipe. And that's what we're talking about by taking this root cause approach. You fix the pipe. What's breaking here? What's the underneath of the behavior? I'm seeing through the behavior into something deeper. For most kids, that's a sensory issue, a texture issue. A lot of times it's parental pressure. It's typically not the first thing. This is where a lot of parents get it wrong. They think that's the first thing to go. They go, well, I'll just stop pressuring my kid to eat. A lot of parents are worried about that. They're like, if I don't make them eat, they're not going to eat. But a lot of parents understand, okay, pressure isn't the way to go. I'll just stop pressuring them. And then they still feel like they're just sitting there eyes wide being like, this was supposed to work to get you to eat. But here's the truth of it is that you didn't pressure your kid to start eating as the first thing that caused picky eating. They were picky first. That's why you use pressure to get them to eat, because they had stopped eating. Do you understand how that works? There is almost zero people in our community, out of our students, where parental pressure was the first or the top root cause. It came after pickiness already set in. So there is something deeper than that going on. So we see those sensory issues. We see those texture issues. Of course, we see the parental control. We see, you know, their environment is not set up for emotional safety around food. That is a really tricky thing for parents to hold. And so teaching parents these methods, not only figuring out what their kid's root cause is for picky eating, but then saying, hey, good news, all 10 of those picky eating root causes have a solution, have at least 4 strategies on our root cause roadmap, 4 strategies inside of our strategy vault that you can double down on and make the most progress, getting your kid to eat more foods, getting them to come and sit at the table, getting them not to complain about dinner, getting the entire family to eat one meal. This is the goal. And of course, optimizing their nutrition so that everything else can flourish in your family. This is why we've decided to put Table Talk on sale for half off for the new year. I'm going to link the checkout link down below. If you're interested, you want to learn more, you can see all the $700 worth of bonuses we're also giving you for free when you enroll during this new year sale. I'm going to link that down below. I want you to check it out. Some of those bonuses include 30 days from when you buy the course. You can ask me any question, any and all your questions, completely for free for 30 days while you're taking the course. Keep in mind that it takes about 4.5 hours total to go through the course. Of course, that's broken up into 5 to 15 minute videos. So you have 30 days to ask any and all questions that come up during that completely for free, included as one of those bonuses. You also get the snack attack guide if your kid will eat snacks but not a meal, what to do in those situations, my favorite snack rotations, how to leverage snacks to help your child. You get our demystifying desserts course, which is essentially saying if your kid is obsessed with desserts, they're constantly asking, like they wake up asking for a popsicle, they're asking for Christmas cookies still, even though we're almost to February, what to do in situations like Valentine's Day candy in the house, Halloween candy in the house, birthday parties. If they're constantly asking for sweets, desserts, they're always obsessed with them. Like, you know, this is for the kid that, like, if you were to put a cupcake on their plate with dinner, they would eat the cupcake and then either ask for another cupcake or be done with dinner. This is for you. You get that completely for free when you enroll as well. And if you're wondering, you know, my kid has some neurodivergence, or maybe they have autism, ARFID, maybe even ADHD. We actually have neurodivergent mealtime toolkits that are also a completely free bonus when you enroll, because I do not believe that just because you or your child have neurodivergence, you should have to pay more. It is completely included for free during this sale. So I'm going to link that down below. If you have any questions at all, please reach out, support@nutritionforlittles.com. The sale does end soon. So if you click that link and it says expired, that means the sale is over, but surely this podcast will also be down. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out and ask away. I want to make sure it's a good fit for your family. And, you know, at the end of the day, I really want you to start recognizing at the very least that hope is possible. There is a way to reverse your child's picky eating. There is a way to get them eating more foods. You are perfectly positioned to do that. And it's not this normal thing that you just have to grin and bear and white knuckle for the next few weeks, months, years of your life. You can enjoy cooking new recipes and get your kids to eat the things that you make, even new foods, even veggies, even proteins. There is a way to do that. and feel really good about how you do it. Because I know if you're anything like me, if you've been using any sort of pressure tactics, like demanding that they eat, counting their bites, bribing them with dessert, begging them, negotiating, all those things, it never felt good, right? It doesn't feel good to walk away from the table. It is incredible what you can do when you work with your child and not against them. No more power struggles. You literally get to eat, get them to eat the foods that you want them to eat and feel good about how you did it, which is incredible. No more sneaking veggies into things just for them to find it and lose trust in you forever, right? Not to like, that. I remember that panic that would sit right in my chest of like, did they just see the little green fleck? Oh my gosh, they're never going to drink this smoothie again. It's a reminder that there is a way, at the very least, I hope you see the hope that exists. I mean, actually, one of the things I want to point you to, I'll link this in the show notes as well, is our results page. I swear that is like hope central. nutritionforlittles.com/results. You can see all the families who have given us their story. We've put on this results page. We're actually a little behind a few months, but you can see how many results there are of parents who agree. There's a way to get your kids to eat the foods that you make without the power struggles and feel good about how you do it. So at the very least, I hope you're taking steps towards that. And I will see you next week for a brand new episode.